The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Mike Locksley. The Terrapins are 0-4 in conference play and 2-6 overall. Maryland hosts Wisconsin on 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Sure. You know, we're excited about having an opportunity to play back here at home. Come Saturday, it'll be 35 days since we last played in Bird Stadium, and I know our players are excited to be back in some familiar confines. We're playing a hot Wisconsin team that's gotten some guys back, some guys healthy, and, you know, Corey Clement coming back last week and had a big game, obviously returning to his starting role. They're very balanced on the offensive side of the football. For us, offensively, we're facing in a five-week stretch, we face five of the top 15 defenses in the country, and obviously Wisconsin is one of the top five defenses in the country, and we've got a challenge there. They're well coached in all three phases. They're a tough-nosed football team, and you know, we've got homecoming here at Maryland. I know our players are excited about having an opportunity to go out and compete against a good Wisconsin team in front of our fans and former players.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Coach, let's start with Will Likely. I mean, obviously, you know, I don't know that you can say enough about a guy who just keeps putting out performances like he does. What does it mean to have a guy who can change a game in one play like he does so often?
You know, it's great to have a guy like that, and, you know, we'd definitely like to continue to see him be able to do that in all three phases. You know, last week, Will was a little nicked up during the practice week, so we weren't able to utilize him on the offensive side of the ball as much as we had used him this week. We feel like he's healthy again this week. He was able to make a big play in the kickoff return game for us last week, and we're hoping that he's will be able to bring a extra spark to us on the offensive side of the ball this week, like he's done both defensively and in the special teams.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question.
Now, Coach, you touched on Wisconsin a little bit in your opening, but what have you seen on film from them so far? You know, certainly a team that traditionally is thought of as kind of a run-heavy team, but certainly a little more balanced this season on offense.
You know, definitely on the offensive side, a balanced attack. You know, 86 Erickson is a really good wide receiver for them. He's a guy that they try to get the ball to on deep crosses and choice routes based on coverage. You know, they've got three capable running backs, obviously Corey Clement back, then you've got 23. And then you've seen a little bit of the Taiwan Deal kid from DeMatha locally here. Fullback Derek Watt is a real physical lead blocker, does a really good job of getting to the second level. You know, defensively, we've got to contend with, you know, 58 Schobert and then T.J. Edwards as a blitzer. You know, they base their fronts from a 3-down to 4-down. Definitely a pressure defense, and, again, I can't say enough about how well-coached they are. Defensively, again, this is the fifth straight top 15 team we'll face, and they're as good as any of the defenses we've faced thus far.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes to line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Lox, you mentioned Corey Clement there. Did you notice him looking good and having a burst in that last game? What do you think he adds to that Wisconsin offense?
Having him back, Teddy, is huge. You know, in a perfect world, I wish he had another week off and we wouldn't have to face him. But he's a guy that has the open field ability to make guys miss and power to break tackles. Definitely a versatile running back. And, you know, it doesn't look as if he skipped a beat in that game. I mean, he comes back from missing 4 or 5 games and rushes for over 100 yards, which is a testament, again, to them continuing to develop themselves up front on the offensive line, and which is a Wisconsin staple. So we'll have our hands full, but, you know, we faced some pretty good run offenses the last 3 weeks in Ohio State, Penn State, you know, Iowa, and then also throwing Michigan there. And, you know, we've been able to you know, manufacture defense to stop them to do it again this week.
What stood out to you about Iowa's defense?
I mean, they're just really consistently in the right place, man. And, you know, for us, we tried to do things. You know, we were able to run the ball. you know, probably better than anybody has against their front with the quarterback runs. But, you know, the plays that need to be made out on the perimeter. And, you know, we weren't capable of making those plays. And, you know, they always got great run fits. They're really good tackling defense. Very rarely do you find them out of position, whether it's, you know, the play action pass, their safeties do a good job of reading through it. And, you know, Field does a really good job of disguising things and real solid team defense.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Teddy.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.